So, context, we are currently recording from the comfort of our own home.
Of our own home,
if you can believe it. But I was testing the audio earlier and it is echoey. So the audio quality may be a little bit different than you're used to.
But our comfort.
But it's at the end of the day, it's our comfort. We have to think about our own comfort. So here we are.
Hi.
On our couch. No one can, I mean, you guys can't see us, but you can see us, obviously.
Kind of where we started last year, on the couch. Full circle.
Full circle moment. I wish we'd figured out how to do this last year, but it probably would have been impossible to do in the dorms simply due to the thin walls. What is your drink of choice for this today?
Vitamin water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange flavor?
Rise orange. Orange Rise.
It's just orange. It's like Gatorade. We're like...
Yeah, no. It said Rise above orange.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the Rise was, but it's orange.
Yeah.
What about you?
Today, my drink of choice is GT's Trilogy Kombucha.
Brave.
I'm still on my kombucha journey.
Mm-hmm.
Did find a peach kombucha that I'm addicted to.
Really?
Yeah. But I only got one.
What brand?
GT's.
Mm.
The Synergy.
Yeah.
Peach. And it was really good.
I really want to do it for gut health.
Yes.
I just can't get past the vinegar taste.
Yeah.
And... I wish I could.
I know.
It's so good for you.
Yeah.
But I just can't.
Yeah, I'm currently working on that myself. Okay, the first thing that I wanted to discuss this episode was, I wrote it down, current fixation songs. And we were just talking about Miss Siwa and JoJo.
JoJo, have you learned nothing? Yeah, that one comes to mind.
I would like to set the record straight that we have not frequented it on our Apple Music. It's not going to show up on our Apple Wrapped.
I have not even looked at it on Apple Music. It's simply because of TikTok.
Via social media.
Yeah.
And it's catchy.
It's catchy. Sorry. Whoops. It's catchy.
We'll be the first to say it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I was just telling Jory that... I can't support her by going to her YouTube page, but I have seen people, the double camera on TikTok and duet it. So I've watched it that way, and I think I sent you the TikTok. It's like Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Right.
What's with her hair? That's one of my main questions. And then also, I just don't understand the song.
Yeah.
She's just crazy. I don't know.
Crazy girl.
She's just been thinking so many things, saying so many things.
Yeah.
That I think, JoJo, what? Where's that coming from?
Right.
Yeah.
Moving on, we can't.
Nope.
Well, that's all we'll say about that.
Yeah. Moving on.
My current fixation songs. Well, of course, as we know, Beyonce's Cowboy Carter came out.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to American Requiem.
Okay.
The first song on the album. Also, Daughter.
Okay.
Also, Yaya.
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 Spell that out for us.
Y-A space Y-A.
Okay.
Yep.
I have not... Okay, two things.
Yeah.
I've not listened to her album except for Jolene with Dolly Parton. Crazy. Crazy collab.
So good.
And side note, I was on TikTok, shocker, and I saw a video of... It was... Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and, Selena Gomez, and their mans, and how ugly they are, and how beautiful they are.
The Beyonce Jay-Z effect.
Jay-Z what?
Yeah.
Actually looks like an oaf, I'm sorry.
It's quite a shame.
I'm so sorry.
Their children are gorgeous, though.
Anyway, second is, I feel like Ariana Grande did not... post anything about her new album. So I've not listened to it at all.
I haven't listened to it at all.
Yeah. I want to, but I'm not, I forget about it.
Yeah, me too. I just remember my other fixation song, Drew Barrymore by SZA.
Okay.
Why is it so hard to accept the party is a... Anyways, so I'm singing at you at the moment.
Okay, yeah, that's okay.
And yeah, those are my couple
okay
fixation songs.
Singing at me comes with the territory of current fixation song, so it's okay.
So true.
One of my current fixation songs is Back on 74.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to sing that song because I can't, but I know that's a good one.
Yeah, has been for a long time. Just the dance and the groove of it, it gets, so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Second fixation song, Make Me Wanna by... Ooh, Thomas Rhett.
Oh. Country?
I know.
It's the year of country.
Because with our couple sunny days, I made a sun emoji playlist on Apple Music. And that was placed on it. And then I said, wow, this is actually a really good song.
Yeah. So, I fear that, that country songs, like some of them, really hit different when the sun comes out.
Yeah, in my opinion, that's the only time you hit, really.
Yeah, I fear.
Unless it's, like, a slow, like, yeah, I'm feeling things country song, but otherwise, like, I want to be on a boat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm also really hoping, this is completely sidetracked, but I'm hoping that the mics don't pick up the sound of my MacBook sounding like a small airplane starting to take off.
It's okay.
If it does. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's just our white noise for the session.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, while Jory goes and gets her, I don't know who she's grabbing, I'm gonna smooth talk, like we're on a jazz station.
Something else that's been weighing on my mind as of recent is running with a backpack on, because you and I frequent the Beaver Bus. And I'm not gonna run after the bus, I fear. That's just, like, me personally.
Yeah. I'll do a quick, like, 1-2 step.
Oh, of course.
Like, pick it up a notch.
I'm not going to make everyone wait for me.
I'm not going to sprint.
No. Some people do choose to take that path, which is, like, totally fine if you decide to do that. But I do know that running with a backpack on is perhaps one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah.
Especially a hefty one.
A hefty backpack running is... If it hits the back of your thighs, close to your knees, one wrong way, you're out.
Oh, you're
done.
You're done.
And I don't know. It just, I feel like it's not worth it with a backpack because it's just slowing you down because of how much it pulls back when you go back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's not okay.
Mm-mm.
I just won't run to catch anything.
Yeah.
That's my truth.
Yeah.
Like... I would rather be late to class and walk in late than run to catch the bus.
Run to catch the bus, yeah.
It's just because I've seen so many people run awkwardly to catch something.
Mm.
Or, like, they just run differently.
Okay.
But maybe I run differently.
Oh.
So I don't want people to look at me like, oh, she runs different.
Right.
Oh, she runs weird.
Right.
I don't know.
That's valid.
Yeah.
On the same note of backpacks, with the nice weather coming up, not the weather that's with us in the room now, of course, because it's really gloomy outside, but with the nice weather coming up, backpacks are also becoming problematic when it comes to wearing
shorts,
a skirt, a dress, or shorts.
Yeah.
Because if your backpack hits those and you're walking...
Everyone behind me is going to see my booty cheeks.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything about it at that point.
Yeah. So whenever I have done dresses in the past, I've had to do tote bag instead of backpack, which is...
problematic in and of itself. Is that... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's too many words. Anyway. Because then your one shoulder hurts.
Yeah.
And then you gotta switch. Mm-hmm. And then it's just back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
And I just don't appreciate it.
Mm-mm.
Also, with tote bags, I always feel like someone's going to sneaky hands their way in and, like, steal something.
Yeah.
Steal my computer.
The thing is that I can't even make my way around my tote bag. I'm rummaging blind, trying to find my chapstick at the bottom of my bag.
Yeah. It's like a salad. All of the goodies go to the bottom, and then you can't find them.
Katie, that's so right.
Yeah.
A tote bag is to the bag world what a salad is to the food world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm rummaging to find my AirPods, my lip gloss,
and it's always something small you need.
Yep.
And it's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Under what? I don't know. I just can't find it when I need it.
Just God bless pockets.
Yeah.
What else did I want to... I wrote stuff
I down. Saw somebody the other day. Oh, at the vet prom. With a dress with pockets. The pocket reminded me. And it was so cute. And I just think...
I love a good dress with a pocket.
More dresses need pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, in your face pocket.
Mm.
Like, where you can see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has to be, like...
A subtle pocket?
Yeah.
I get it. I've seen, like flowy gowns that have, like, pockets. Yeah. You can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Just get pockets.
Get pockets.
That's all I'm saying.
Hello. I've been obsessed with doing the Melania Trump. Hello. When she's in the middle of an interview.
Don't know that one.
Oh, I'll have to show it to you later.
Oh, I'm going to add something.
Yeah, please.
So last night, we're on the phone with Darby because she's in Salem. We had a debrief with her, so we FaceTimed.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're closing things up, Jory goes, out of nowhere, she goes, luckily... We have FaceTime. And then just doesn't add anything, doesn't follow up. And so now I'm really trying with all my power to remember that because I really wanted to carry it forward. So luckily we have in-home podcast.
Luckily we have USB microphone.
That's all.
Sorry. No, I am addicted to saying that.
I love it. Yeah, it's so good.
Luckily, you have vitamin water zero.
Luckily, you have kombucha.
So good. It's so good.
Yeah, it just really fits everything.
Yeah. Oh, since we are in the comfort of our own home, I thought mm-hmm. it would be appropriate to bring up our list of illnesses.
Yeah.
That we've had. So I'm gonna go get that list.
I feel that. It's mainly, I haven't been hit with as many things, but when I was hit hard.
Yeah.
And I've had past illnesses that really slowed me down. This year, it's only been the one. But you guys have been hit with multiple, like, what the heck, where did this come from things.
Yeah, you got hit with the big one.
Yeah.
And then we've sort of had, like, mundane, strange ones.
Yeah, like, why? Where did this
arise
from?
So, obviously, top of the list. Okay, let me get situated so I'm not making noises.
Okay. Top of the list, common cold.
Of course.
I think all of us have had this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just
a given.
That's a no-brainer. Two, sinus infection.
Oh, Darby got the sinus infection.
Darby was a sinus infection, and she couldn't hear... So she went to the health center, and then she was taking ear drops?
Yeah, or, no, they put her on, like, nasal spray.
Oh,
and they're like, ooh, that's not working. And she's like, yeah, I had a feeling it wasn't. So anyways, they got her on antibiotics, and she no longer has a sinus infection.
Yeah, she had that bad boy for a long couple weeks, so.
Yeah.
A third one is coming in strong. Pink eye times two.
Yep.
That's dear old Jory.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Was able to acquire that twice. Once in the right eye.
Yeah.
And thought my left eye was able to avoid it. And then just a couple weeks later, woke up in the left eye.
The crazy thing is weeks later.
Weeks later.
Why?
Luckily, I had drops.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had drops. Good. So.
Luckily, I had drops. I can sympathize because we know I've had pink eye.
Right.
Both at the same time.
Right. Not sure how I got said pink eye.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
You're never sure.
Nope.
It just comes out of nowhere.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fourth, COVID.
The big one.
That was moi.
The big C.
Yeah. We don't talk about her capitalized. that was maybe one of my lowest points recently because I was in and out of it, but... One thing I really recall is Darby bringing me Gatorade and I was naked in bed. because I had so many shivers, but then I would get so hot.
I didn't know that was part of the story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She came in and she told me later, she was like, yeah, I thought you were kind of just like not feeling well. And then I brought you your Gatorade and I saw that you didn't have a top on. And I thought, oh, wow, she's really going through it. And I was like, yeah. And I think I was up for 2 hours that day, but...
Wow.
You know, we bounced back.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
Not really.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we were all wearing masks that whole week, too. But luckily, no one else got it, so it was good. And then...
Was able to move past that.
Yeah. After, these aren't in order, but no. Next we have ear infection.
That was also Darby.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the eardrops.
Yes.
Influenza?
We put that down tentatively because we think that I got the flu during the ice storm.
Oh, yes.
When I was convinced I had a fever.
Yeah, didn't you?
I think I did.
Okay, here's a fun one. Oh. Full body skin rash.
Yes, that was me. Uh-huh. Luckily, I was able to obtain a full body skin rash, and this was... This was because of a free sample via Ulta. So Darby also acquired the skin rash, but
so bad.
But only on the legs, because we received this free moisturizer sample from Ulta. And I'm gonna call him out.
Is it moisturizer or body oil?
It was like a thin like moisturizer to put on before your moisturizer. Oh, it was strange.
Interesting.
I'm gonna call him out. It's the Good Molecules B5 body serum. And upon further inspection being me checking the reviews, it is something that happens way too often. We are not the only victims.
That's so bad.
Luckily, before I spot tested it, I was able to actually apply it to my entire body.
Right.
Every square inch. Mm-hmm. And then had a full body skin rash for about a week and was incredibly confused about why. And then so Darby bad. Acquired her small rash because of the formula that she used as well and said, hey, I think I know the culprit. I said, you're so right.
So bad.
You're so right.
When things like that happen, I just think about how much like blind trust we have in things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hives. Is this not the...
That was Darby's leg.
Okay.
Leg hives from the formula.
And then acute bronchitis return tab. Likely.
I'm convinced, and Darby, I think, is also convinced that she had acute bronchitis at the end of last term.
She was so honky.
Yeah.
She was really honky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like completely self-diagnosed.
Yes. Most of this is, well, no.
Actually, that might be the only one that's self-diagnosed.
Yeah, and the flu, and that's...
Yeah.
Wow. Good for us.
We are a sick crew.
Yeah. But at least we don't just gaslight ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to add to our sick list.
Oh, please.
And Jory over break texted us, if you have whatever phobia it is of throw up or whatever, plug your ears. Jory texted us because I'm going to get personal. I'm a puker. Please. And I always, or I'm not a puker, sorry. I'm a puker.
Guilty as charged.
I'm not a puker. When I puke, I always throw up through my nose. Like, not just through my nose, but, like, it includes my nose. And Darby and Jory have never experienced this. And they're like, what the heck? Like, and then I was thinking it was a me thing. Like, right. I'm forcing it out my nose. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then we get a text in our group chat over a break that Jory can experience now what I've been through because she did throw up in the middle of the night, also through the nose.
Right.
And next text, I think I might be...
having a kidney infection.
Yes, having a kidney infection. Yeah. So I think we should add that to the list, too.
Oh, 100%. And I will walk you through that whole thinking process. Yeah, please. It was one evening. I suddenly became overcome with a nausea unlike any other.
So bad.
And then threw up twice in the night. Felt so much better afterwards, though, of course.
Right.
But as I text you, it was pretty violent. Yeah. And then that was the last of the throw up. But my back was hurting. I had a headache. I was throwing up. And so I was like, oh, it's a kidney infection. It's a kidney infection because those are the warning symptoms.
I feel like those are also the warning symptoms of COVID.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that. So I didn't have a fever, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I talked to my mom, who's a nurse, and I said, I think I have a kidney infection. And she said, okay. would you like to do a doctor's appointment or wait it out? And I said, I'm going to wait it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
I didn't throw up after that, and I was able to heal. I don't think it was a kidney infection now. I don't know what it was.
Was able to bounce back from
that. Was able to bounce back.
Yeah.
So we live to tell the tale.
Oh, my eyes are going again.
No. We're watering. No, that's okay. Just let it pass.
I actually need to go to the doctor for this.
For the eyes watering?
Like,
you're talking?
Because I was talking to someone the other day. And I just, like, started watering up, and I, like, don't know them that well. And so I can't just start with, like, eyes just, like, water.
I have a condition.
But I don't know,
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm wondering how many other people experience that. We were chatting about this the other day, and I think it's important to bring into this space.
Yeah.
Is unneeded animals and bugs.
Ugh!
Yep.
I forgot we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even... Oh, how did the conversation start? With
how did it?
Spiders?
Probably.
No, because I said I think that spiders are good.
Yeah, and I disagreed.
Right.
But
what?
How
wasps?
Did it? Maybe I was talking about cockroaches?
You were talking about cockroaches, that's what it was?
Yeah.
You're so right.
I was talking about cockroaches from my internship and because they were gone. And I don't know where they went, but they're gone. And which I'm so happy about because I don't have to look at them. They're hissing cockroaches, so they would hiss at you.
Ew!
And I just don't...
For this, context, why don't you tell people where you do your internship?
My internship's at a wildlife rehab center. So it makes sense that, like, there's cockroaches, but not really because we don't have cockroaches. So they're part of education, and then they had too many, so they gave some to us.
Oh, how kind.
Yeah, and then the only person who liked them left. So then it was, like, all of us fighting to not do them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But our whole argument for bugs that we don't need came down to this.
Mm-hmm.
If there are other species that can do the same job as them.
Better.
And also have a purpose, let them do it.
Yeah.
And that was my spider argument because I don't believe that we need black widow spiders. We don't need wolf spiders. We only need daddy long legs.
Yeah. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasps are not needed at all.
No. Nope.
What, they eat dead animals, so do vultures.
Yeah.
And they're not hurting us.
Leave it to the bees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasps, they don't die.
They don't pollinate.
When they see you. They don't pollinate. They just, their legs are too long.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, scorpions also not needed.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do they even do other than have poison?
Yeah, no.
Sharks, obviously, if you know me, you know my stance on sharks.
Earwigs.
Yeah.
Nope.
We've been known to have an earwig or two in this here household.
Yeah.
And
stink
they're
bugs?
Just... Yeah.
You can't Come convince on. Me they're doing anything.
Come on now.
Fruit flies was another one.
Oh, yeah, fruit flies was a good one.
Yeah.
What are they doing? And what is their lifespan?
2 days.
Yeah.
Which can't convince me of that because how do they reproduce so fast? Like,
yeah.
They're always here. Not currently. But
right.
When we have
but
them.
When you, yeah.
Annoying. No bueno.
Mm-hmm.
Naked mole rats. What are they doing?
Yeah. They just burrow. They
like,
just straight burrow.
What? We have other moles and rats? Sure.
Both moles and rats.
Yeah. Like, what are they doing?
Yeah. Also, groundhogs. Puxtawany Phil.
Puxtawny?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Puxtawny?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard Puxtawany.
Puxtawany Phil. I've never heard that. I think it's Puxtawny Phil, but...
We'll never know.
I could be so wrong.
I mean, we will know when you look
now
it up.
Now that we know where the phone is, we're not going to try...
located the phone.
Right. We know... we remember that.
Yeah.
But groundhogs, yeah...
Turkeys?
Yeah. We had a turkey.
We had a turkey in our parking lot.
In our neighborhood. And I think she was a girl. But were you here when the cat was here?
No, there was a cat.
There was somebody taking their cat out on a leash with a harness on.
No, I did see that.
And the turkey was right there.
Oh, no, I didn't see it with the turkey.
Yeah, the turkey was right in that little grassy area.
Oh.
And the cat was just staring at it.
My gosh.
Yeah. And then the turkey just went up on the sidewalk and I haven't seen it since.
Huh. I heard that there's a wild turkey farm somewhere here in Corvallis.
Really?
Yeah.
How can they be wild turkeys but on
a farm? They're straight domestic. That's a domestic turkey.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I'm not sure where that, where we draw the line at that one.
Roly-polies? What are they doing?
Right.
Centipedes?
No. Oh my gosh. Millipedes? Oh, they're gross. Mm-mm. They gross me out.
Honestly, for me, it's anything in the dirt.
I do love a worm, though.
I love a worm, and I understand that, like, the things in the dirt poop there, so then it's, like, nutrients in... Oh, yeah. Biolab coming through. Something else.
Fertilization?
Yeah. But there's like a certain... je ne sais quoi.
A certain word. Je ne sais quoi.
But, yeah, like, I guess that's our purpose, but...
Completely changing the subject.
Yeah, go for it.
We have... relapsed into our once upon a time.
It's so good. It's so good.
Listen, if you've never seen Once Upon a Time, get on Disney Plus right now.
Well, here's my... here's our warning, though. Here's my warning.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Once Upon a Time, the CGI is awful. Oh, and the acting's awful.
The whole budget went to makeup and hair.
Yes.
And costume.
And they slay in that department.
Yeah. But there was no budget left for computer programming.
No, none whatsoever. But if you're okay with that, 100% recommend it.
Oh, yeah.
It's, okay, season one is just, like, vibes. Like, oh my gosh, like, fairy book characters, like, so good. Mm-hmm. And then season two is kind of want-want.
Yeah.
Like, a little boring. But season three?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. Setting completely changed.
Captain Hook came into the picture. Yeah.
Ooh, we are fans of Captain Hook in this household.
Yeah. And don't get him confused with Peter Pan Captain Hook animated version.
No, because not to be confused.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But we had watched Once Upon a Time a while back when we were younger. And now we have relapsed to watching it now here. And what's more is that we have got Darby on the Once Upon a Time train.
Yeah.
Pretty proud of that one.
Yeah. And re-watching it now, Darby's never watched it, and so she's voicing what we probably should have voiced long ago when we first watched it. Like, what is this family tree? Like, what's going on? You really can't ask those questions, though.
You can't. Because, you have to stay curious.
Yeah, you have to stay curious. If you think about it too much, you're going to gag. And then it's just, there's so many just side quests, side stories that... You can't question.
Yeah, she'll ask me a question. Oh, does this person stay alive? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I do not remember a thing about the show.
Oh, so they're related? Yeah, but don't look into it.
Yeah.
No.
Don't look too far.
Don't look at me. I didn't write it.
No.
I'm just a viewer. Also warning. When you get to like... Honestly, for me, 1, 2, and 3 are good, but then I can't remember. Is season 4 maybe Frozen? If season 4 is Frozen, it's good, but then... down there, from there it goes downhill.
Mm.
Because there's just so many things at the end that you're like, why are we doing this again?
Right. They pulled a Grey's Anatomy and went a little further than they should have.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. So that's another warning. So good, though. And Sebastian Stan's in it.
Yeah.
I feel like we should... You know what I love doing is brackets.
Ooh.
Like just filling out random, like, brackets. We should do a Once Upon a Time character bracket.
That's... a really good idea. We should, gotta write that down.
Yeah, we should print them out.
Mm-hmm.
Who's everyone's number one character?
Yeah. Speaking of brackets, reminding me of that March Madness.
Oh, shoot, it's on right now.
But
I was looking today, and it's like, it was started at 3:09 and 5:47.
Why would they do that?
What are those times?
What are those times?
Yeah, that was so confusing to me.
I have, like, I did not make brackets. Did you make brackets for March Madness?
No!
Neither did I.
No. And, sorry, I was really passionate about
that.
Yeah. My father usually sends me a reminder to fill it out because he does, like, the pools.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just this year when it opened, there's only, like, 2 days to do it.
Oh.
And usually there's, I feel like it's a more open time. So I did, in fact, not fill one out.
That's fine.
But I also never win anyway, and I get competitive about it, and then
it's okay. The way that these games are going this year, everyone's bracket is done.
Yeah. Darby's still in it because she has Iowa winning.
For men's or women's?
Women's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about men's.
Oh.
But I have not been watching the men's.
No, me neither. But am addicted to watching the women's.
Yeah.
There were some really good games.
Yeah, when men's or women's is on, I'll tune in. Mm-hmm. I just haven't been watching either.
Yeah.
Long, really. I also don't think it's very, I mean, it is interesting, but, like, the earlier games, when they're blowouts or something, yeah, they're not as fun to watch.
Yeah, like a 1 seed versus a, like, 8 seed or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who's playing in the women's championship? Iowa
and South Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're undefeated, so I'm excited mm-hmm. for that game.
Yeah. And Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beast. Yeah. She's actually crazy.
The WNBA draft this year is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think that Caitlin Clark is a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's, like, she's great offensively, but defensively, she, like, just kind of stands there, I feel like.
Oh, I don't know. I don't notice.
Defense is when you're, like, guarding.
Right.
Defense right. is...
So, luckily we have defense.
Luckily we have defense. That's all I got.
I know. What more is there? What more is there to say?
If anyone has suggestions for dinner...
Oh.
It's gonna be a girl
like,
dinner
isn't
night.
It crazy that we have to make dinner every single
like,
day?
Like I said last night, why can't dinner make itself?
Right. Please. Thank you guys for tuning in again.
Thank you.
Bear with us with this new... This new thing that we're trying out.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not too echoey.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't change that much around our mics.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't lose our voice too much.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Bye.